Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim haba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We begin a new subject today. Simen Ayin Beis. Din Noisei Hamita V'Hamenachemim V'Hamalavim. The laws of those who carry the bear, the consolers, and those who escort. Says the Mechaber, Noisei Hamita, those who carry the bear, V'Chilufehen, and those who take their place, and those who take the place of the replacements. Basically, the second tier and the third tier. Whether those before the bear or after. Since the mita that the mess is on needs them, paturim, they're exempt from Kriyat Shema. The other escort, the others who escort the mess, she'ein la mita tzarach behem, that the mita doesn't need, chayavim, they are chayav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chilufei chilufeyan. Basically, you have people carrying the coffin and or the body, and then you have people on standby, and you have the people who are on standby, even though technically the ones who are on standby, they have time to say Shema while they wait. I feel hachi patur and they're still pater. Why? Sometimes they consult with them and they give them to carry. Therefore, they should not begin to carry Shema because they don't want to be caught, let's say, in a situation where they're causing a delay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Beis. Since the mita needs them, could go and be chaburam. Let's say in a city where there is a group designated for this, and all the members of the chavura they switch to carry. They all want a zuchus in it. Kulam patura mikriya shema. They're all pater from shema. Lafishem trudim tirdas mitzvah because they are occupied. An occupation of mitzvah. It's interesting, the Bir Halacha earlier, I'm sorry, the Mishnah Berurah earlier mentioned, that if someone's doing a mitzvah and his Iker Kavanah is for schar, let's say his main kavana is to get schar. So then, the Mishnah Berurah said, we don't say Oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. If he's the only one who could do it, then it could be he has the din of Oisik b'mitzvah. That's the Bir Halacha earlier. Okay. Va'afilu harachoike me'hamita, the Mishnah Berurah says, even those who are at a distance from the bed. If there's no chabura designated for this, and those who are close to the bed are pater, because them, it's a derech to be mezakeh them in the mitzvah when the yoke of those carrying the bed is heavy. Those who are far from the bed are chayav. Okay. Chayavim b'kriyashma. Even though escorting the mess is included in doing chesed, and chesed is minat Torah. In other words, why is it that only someone who potentially could be called upon to carry the mess is pater from Shema, and those who are escorting the mess are chayiv? The answer, so in other words, they're also being mekayim the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. He says, klal. They're not preoccupied. They could read the first pasuk with kavana standing up, the hashar kishei, and the rest as they're walking. Avo peturim mitfila, they are exempt from tfila, k'mayshakas of simen kovav, like it's written in simen kovav. Okay. The Avas Chesed writes, when you carry out a mess, l'kvura, the levaya, in other words, escorting a mess, when you carry it out, when you carry out the body from his house for kvura, it's bechlal the mitzvah of kvura. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to escort until kvura. The Netziv says the mitzvah is arba amos, ula mitzvah min ha-muvchar ad mil. But the Chavetz Chaim says the mitzvah of levaya is until the mess is buried. And he sort of leaves off as with a tzarchion, you know, why people don't really do this. People don't really escort all the way until burial. Okay. Now, so it comes out, the reason why those who are escorting are pater is because they're not tarud. They could say the first pasuk, and the rest they could say when they're walking. But they are pater from tefillah. Malavim are pater from tefillah. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, Ein moitzien es hames samach l'kriya shema. We do not take out a mess close to the Zman Kriya Shema, She'ein shas l'hitziyoy u'l'kavray kodim she'yegeh Zman Kriya Shema, that there won't be time to take him out and to bury before the Zman Kriya Shema. Meaning we don't start taking out the mess in a way that it's going to be mevatel people from the Kriya Shema. But if they start to take him out, in mafsikin k'dei likros, then we don't interrupt to read the Shema. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ein moitzien. Meaning we don't take out the mess. Let's say it's 10 minutes before the Zman Kriya Shema. And if we start taking out the mess now, then it's going to take 3.5 hours. We're going to lose the Zman Kriya Shema. We're going to lose it. Then we should not take out the mess yet. If the Zman already came, then Yesh Lohem L'Hisacher Zman Sheyuchel L'Shar Shekfar Espel Roiv HaKal. They should delay until the time that they could estimate that the majority of the Tzibur already said the Shema. By the way, we learn out from this din, we learned out in Simon Lamed Ches, that those who are writing Sifrei Torah Mezuzos, who are pater from Kriya Shema, it's usher for them to start when the Zman Kriya Shema starts. They have to first say Shema. And we should estimate, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vegam, Shenoisei Hamita Kfar Karov Esbal. We also have to estimate that those who carried the Mita already read and they davened. Okay. We don't take out the mess. Afilu Adam Chashav. We don't take out a mess, even in Adam Chashav. You'll say, well, maybe in Adam Chashav we could take out right away, and thereby people will lose the Zman Kriya Shema. No, even in Adam Chashav. Del inyan zeh leka bizmanenu Adam Chashav al-hakal yedei zeh. Because we don't have in our time a real chashav person that we could be makel and take out his body close to the Zman Kriya Shema and be goyrem that people will lose the ability to say Shema. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav, Sheyagia Zman. We don't take out the mess where there's no time to take him out and bury before the Zman Kriya Shema. The fact that the Mechaber does not distinguish between morning and night, it's mashma, the same din would be by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. However, uladina halach lamaisa eskimu achreinim lachrein mar maskim lahakel b'shel arvis, to be lenient with the evening, lefishem lo yikberenu hayoim, if you don't bury him today, yavar aloy solin, you're going to violate not leaving the body overnight. Ve'av sheyucha b'layla l'kavarai achar sheyikur Kriya Shema b'yisbalal, and even though and the night you could bury him after the Kriya Shema and after the tefillah. So you say you're not going to be loy sullen because you're not going to let him be hanging out overnight. Nevertheless, I'll call upon him yavar al mitzvah saseh ki kavar tikven b'yemahu. If you don't bury him right away in the beginning of the Zman, in other words, we're talking about a situation where it's close to the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And we say, well, don't start to bury him 10 minutes before the Shkiah, because you're going to miss this Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Well, in that case, even though maybe you won't violate Loi Solin, you are going to violate Kavar Tikbrenu Bayamahu. Therefore, the Achroinim argue on what the Mechaber implies, namely, they hold that when it comes to Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you do bury the mess. Lo Yikbrenu Kodem Shkia Sechama, if you don't bury before the Shkia. Im Nezdamin Shenishtahu Yitzas Kvura Ad Shechashecha, if it happened that taking out the body was delayed until dark. Yamtinu milahitzioi. You should wait from taking him out. Ad you should wait to take out the body. Ad shisfala kol marav, until the tzibor daven marav. So even in this instance where you will violate hikavar tikbreno because it already got delayed until the nighttime, but you should try to ensure that the people daven marav first. Siv katan zayin. If they started to take him out, afilu achshi gezman krishma, even after the zman of shema, ein mafsikin, we don't interrupt. Perush ha'am hatzrichim latzer samita, we don't stop the people who need to carry out the bed. Afilu miyavra ideza zman krishma, even if by doing so they're going to be over on the zman. Dikfuras mesim dvar Torah, burying the dead is biblical. Aval elu she'en lamita tzarech behem, those who the mita does not need, chayavim likrois takef, are obligated to read right away. Even though there is still time to read the Shema. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, Rabbi Isai. Tomorrow, we're going to do Bli Nether, a doubleheader. This will put us back on track. Okay, Rabbi Isai, tomorrow's limud is very short, so we'll do two. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day. Safe travels.
Can I ask a question on Purim? Hashlachmanis. Sure. There's one sheet that the Mish, the Breer brings down about delivering shlachmanis with a shliach.